Breast cancer kills more women than any type of cancer except for lung cancer, so it is a good thing to emerge alive from breast cancer, but it certainly takes a toll on body and mind. Our first guest today wanted to know more about dealing with the post-surgical effects of breast cancer, but she did not find the information. So she went out and put it together herself in the form of a book called Beauty After Breast Cancer. Caitlin Carey is not just a breast cancer survivor, but a nurse and now an author as well. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much.
14 months since we last talked to you. I looked it up yesterday, and it was very much a project still in the creation stage at that point. You got a finished book now, it looks like.
I've got a finished book now. It grew quite a bit bigger than what I first expected, but people kept asking for more and more information. Every single patient I talked to said, "This is what I wish I'd been told." And for every single person that said something along that line, it grew just a little bit more. So we ended up with a 178-page medical resource book.
Which is more than you expected. You said it started as a trifold, is that right?
It started as a trifold brochure. I'm really not sure what happened.
So your own experience, though, is very much what the people who've read the book and said, "This is great, this is what I was looking for." That's your experience. There was not something like this out there. What specifically was it you needed to know that you just couldn't get your hands on at the time?
There's a couple different factors. One of them is that I get the absolute thrilling opportunity now to actually be the bearer of good news about breast cancer. And part of that is that I wasn't able to find any resources that were reassuring and were uplifting. Instead, most of the resources that I encountered made things more frightening and more overwhelming. I've often said that people in crisis don't process information well. And anyone who's just heard the words, "You have breast cancer," in my book is automatically a person in crisis. So we need to do a better job presenting information simply. And the other big thing that I heard from everyone that I talked to who was another pre-existing breast cancer patient was that either they didn't get to see pictures at all of what their different surgical options were, or the pictures that they did see were neck to waist post-op shots from a doctor's office, and they were very clinical and very intimidating.
Clinical is exactly the word I was seeking. Yeah, it was like about you as a medical thing, not as a human being.
Yeah, it gave you about as much ability to picture this on yourself as looking at a Barbie doll would.
So how did you proceed from there? I mean, as you mentioned, trifold brochure. So you obviously had the idea to put stuff out there for people. I mean, did you work with breast cancer patients in addition to what you had gone through yourself?
I'm an ER nurse, so I work with a little bit of everything. Certainly, I have sometimes been the one that's walked people through portions of cancer diagnosis or treatment sessions, but that's not been my forte. Most of my working with breast cancer patients came during the project as I began to speak to more and more people saying, "I don't want to create just the book I wish I'd had. I want to create the book that all of these people are wishing that they had."
And so talk about the process of building it then, because it sounds like it was a very collaborative thing, not just between you and the photographer, but you and the photographer, the models, and it sounds like a lot of other people had input to this.
There was a couple different ideas in the beginning. One was, how do we take the necessary medical information and present it in a way that people can process? The other initial thought came from when I had my breast cancer surgery and reconstruction. I was 29 years old. And I was dating, and that made for one of the world's most awkward dating conversations, as you can well imagine.
Right.
However, kudos to the guys, because they handled it beautifully. And kudos to my husband, who not only did not treat that news as a headline, didn't treat me as different, didn't treat me as broken at a time when I wasn't sure how I was feeling about it myself, but he took pictures of me. Whether it was just in a low-cut shirt or a couple times stepping out of the shower, and he showed me those pictures, and I was able to see myself through his eyes. And it was without that filter, that lens of my self-consciousness, my grief, all the other things that I was feeling, and I saw myself really, I think, for the first time as whole and as beautiful, and I realized how much healing potential photography has. And so big portion of this book is sharing those photos.
The book is called Beauty After Breast Cancer. Caitlin Carey is the author, creator. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 on the phone. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. So it does look like it's fleshed out a bit since the last time I saw what you were planning to do with it, the web mock-up. So there's a bit more text in here. There are still lots of pictures. We're talking, was it 37 different models?
We ended up with 38 different people, 37 women, one man. And each of those people, the bulk of the book is each of those people sharing the story of how they hung on to themselves, their sense of beauty, how they found their way back to really, in pretty much every case, not being the same person as they were when they started, but truly being a better person than what they were when they first started the misadventure that is breast cancer. And then with each person's short story is also shared a series of bare-chested portraits. But each of the portraits is very evident life beyond cancer. They're beautiful, or they're funny, or they're strong, or they're sweet, but they're all very much who these people are outside of any part of them that would be defined by their breasts.
What stands out when you flip through the book is the fact that there are smiles on so many of the faces, which I think is one of the major points, is that there is a whole life after breast cancer.
There is. And several people have picked up the book. Two incredible examples was that one of our participants had specifically said to me early on in the process when I was doing her interview for the book that she really went into a very deep depression after she got her diagnosis. And she was just convinced this was going to be her death and crawled into bed and really didn't come out for anything except for her treatments. And at the end of 9 months had so much muscle atrophy that she actually required physical therapy just to walk again.
Really? Because she'd been in bed that much time?
She'd just sunk. She'd sunk into this state of profound depression, and she was preparing to die because she thought that's what she was heading towards. As it turned out, she didn't. She did regain her health, but she looked at me at the end of the interview and she told me, if I'd had this book when I got my diagnosis, I never would have gone there. To which I could only say, all right, if I ever had a choice about doing this book, I don't now. So I think thank you for that.
Yeah, affirm the direction for sure. Has the process taken longer than you thought it would? It certainly got bigger than you thought it would.
It's been 3 years total, and it's been one incredibly committed and full-time year, which was pretty much what I was prepared to do, but really I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I'm a mother of two small kids, and I'm also an ER nurse with two other jobs. Therefore, I didn't intend on making a third full-time job out of this project,
That's what happened. Wow, that's amazing. We're talking to Caitlin Carey again, nurse, author, breast cancer survivor, the creator of Beauty After Breast Cancer, now available. And there'll be a signing ceremony on a signing event on Sunday. We'll talk about in a moment. You can join us right here, right now on The Exchange. 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Let's talk about the signing event. This is Sunday 1-4 at the Elks Lodge in Ashland.
Yeah, we've had about 20 local participants in Jackson County that are featured within the book of those 38 total participants. And all of the participants have been just so proud to be a part of this, and they said, we need a celebration. This has been a lot of effort. This has been just a spectacular creation of what we all wish we'd had. We need to celebrate. So they were actually the ones who said, we're having a party.
How did you set about finding the models in the first place? I mean, it's a rare person, perhaps, who would bare chest in a picture that the whole world can now see. I would think rarer still, given the feelings that we have about breasts in our culture, that people would easily consent to this part of the process.
This took guts. These are just an incredibly brave selection of people. And really, the ones who came to participate, I found them mostly through breast cancer support groups, whether it was run through nurse navigators or social workers within hospitals, or sometimes through online support groups for breast cancer patients. And then a little bit of word of mouth between people. And I was surprised. There were some people who didn't necessarily have a real high sense of modesty to begin with and said, okay, so this wouldn't be that hard. There, on the other extreme, was one gal who'd never shown her breasts to anybody after her reconstruction, including her partner.
Really?
Had never seen her except with the lights out. And she unzipped that zipped up to her neck sweatshirt and said, let's do this. And every single one of them did it because they felt it was so important to create a better resource.
I can only imagine that there must have been some seriously emotional moments in the photography process and in getting to know these people.
Most people wrote us back afterwards, myself and Joseph, the project photographer, who's also local to here, and said, I didn't expect to have fun during my photo session, but that's what happened. And several people wrote back, including one gal that wrote back to Joseph in particular, saying, I looked at Joseph and I saw him see me. And that was the first time that I was not my scars. I was not my diagnosis. I was just me. He told me to roll my shoulders back and stand proud. And I took that message and I put it through to the rest of my life. Yeah, for some of these gals, it was a really profound healing experience.
Well, I mentioned that the smiles already, the facial expressions really, really do so much for the book in the sense that you know, there's the car wreck effect of looking at damaged breasts, but then you immediately see that there's much more to this person than just that. They've got smiling faces, as you pointed out, the shoulders thrown back. I mean, there's a real sense of humor coming from these people, not thrust upon them by photographer. That's clear.
No, we ended up with two bloopers paged at the end of the book just because we did have so much fun, and it was about laughing at inopportune moments. And I love that. One example that is probably the worst surgical outcome of anybody in the book, that you give that kind of car wreck comparison where you look at her and you would expect that your eyes would drift again and again to these radiation burns that she has. But what you find is as you look at her photos, your eyes drift again and again to this amazing, sweet intimacy that's going on between her and her husband. And your eyes stop looking at the scars entirely, and they look at her, and they look at her life and who she is and her happiness and her contentment in her life, and that is perfect.
We've mentioned Joseph only by first name now. Let's give him full credit for the work he did with the photography.
Joseph Lenashke is a photographer here in Ashland who also does a lot of photography education, and I was incredibly fortunate to be partnered with this man who is truly a photographic storyteller. And so each of those photos very much became representative of people's stories and very much became representative of the hope we have to offer future breast cancer patients.
Through his hands and through your direction, you ended up with a book that's a pretty high gloss kind of thing. I mean, this is like fashion photography. I mean, and it's really, really high quality looking pictures. A couple of different directions you could have gone with that, though, but did it pretty much establish itself from the first photo shoot?
We wanted very much to have a book that would reach people. And so we wanted to design a book that would be appropriate for cancer centers and breast centers to be handed out to new patients so that a surgeon or any other professional would look at this book and say, yeah, I'll hold this in my office. Which meant that we needed a graphic designer, we needed a professional printing company, that we needed to be absolutely top quality from the very beginning. Because whereas there is a personal meaning, and a lot of the books have been purchased to give to people who've had breast cancer or who are still struggling with body image post-breast cancer, the books are primarily intended for medical centers because that's where we're going to help and reach the most people.
Been many reactions apparently so far. In fact, I noticed that your publicity includes getting a lot of the pictures carried as it is right on the Red Book website.
Red Book and Huffington Post both just took the pictures and ran with them. The German magazine said, oh, yeah, no problem. And there was no editing required. I've been impressed that for a society that indeed tends to be a little shy around breasts, they've done a good job of really sharing the photos and not worrying about pulling from our G-rated collection that we keep just for our media file.
Right. Where is Beauty After Breast Cancer available?
We have our website, which is www.beautyafterbreastcancer.com, and books can be purchased through the website. They can also be purchased for donation for people who really say, yes, I want to make a difference, and no, I don't know where my money is going when I send it off to whatever nonprofit agency. In this case, 100% of the money that we pull in goes to the creation and the distribution of this resource, and so people can donate a book to their local cancer center from our website as well.
All right, Beauty After Breast Cancer out there now. If you want to visit with the creators, Caitlin Carey is here in the studio with me, Joseph Lanashke, the photographer. Other book participants will be at the Ashland Elks Lodge on Sunday, December 20th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Caitlin Carey, good to see you. Congratulations, and thanks for coming on The Exchange once again.
Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.